Growing Pains from Sudarshan. I meant well, but I was too immature to handle the assignment. Eventually, I had to admit defeat and go back to Ananda Village. I felt like a complete failure. Soon after I returned, Swamiji had a party at his home, Crystal Hermitage. I was in such turmoil, I didn't feel like being with people. So I stayed just long enough to greet Swamiji. Then I slipped out the door unnoticed and went up the hill to meditate in the chapel. Everyone else was at the party, so I had it all to myself. My mind was churning. Where did I go wrong? What could I have done differently? After about an hour, I felt a presence beside me. When I opened my eyes, Swamiji was sitting there. I don't know how he even found me. Part of my turmoil was the thought that I had let Swamiji down. He had trusted me to make the situation better. Instead, I had made it worse. He reached over and touched me consolingly on the hand. Then he looked deeply into my eyes and offered a few simple words of advice. Don't take it inside. Just let it go. These things happen. I felt a ray of hope penetrating the grim interior of my mind, where I had been wrestling for days with my failure. In his eyes, there was neither judgment nor disappointment, just compassion for my suffering and the promise of his unconditional friendship.